Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Whole bunch of people in the YouTube chat right now. It is not a happy place. In about a half hour, we're going to open these phone lines up. We'll do phones for the rest of the day. But right now, I'm fired up to get to the Rood guest hotline. Rood makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. On a night where we saw a receiver get honored in Art Monk, now we get to talk to one of the best to do it in burgundy and gold, Mr. Santana Moss. He was there last night. Tana, it was an ugly, ugly night. How you doing, man?
Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
We got you, dude. Santana, you there, bud?
Let Jeff try to get it hooked up.
All right. Let me put Tana on hold, and we'll see what we can figure out. I can only imagine. How was your guys' show last night?
It was different. It was different. But there were some fans still come around. And listen, man, it's a lot of people. This is what I learned last night. Yes, you're going to have the people with the vitriol, but there are people that truly, truly give a damn about this team still.
If you give a damn, it's okay to be vitriolic.
No, they want answers. They want to hear solutions. Some people just hide behind avatars and just spit fire all day. You're not allowed to do that. The people that come and face you and say something, that's the people that you want to have a discussion with.
Santana, you there, bud?
I'm here. What's good, fellas?
What's up, team?
Tana, I didn't get to see you last night. We'll get to the Jaden stuff, but let's just talk about the overall performance of that team. It was terrible. What did you see as that game unfolded?
Oh, man, I've seen the same thing I've been seeing the last few weeks, man. We just ain't hitting like we've been hitting before. And I think what me and B have talked about before, man, and even Fred and Logan, you know, when we're doing our shows with Command Center, you know, when you have a few guys that you basically say, hey, these are the guys that we're going to go with, whether they're, veterans or not, but these guys are going to be the makeup of our offense and defense, and then those guys go down, you will hope that the guys behind them could kind of like fill in that void. And it just hasn't been the case for us this year. Our second and third guys, because we have a lot of guys injured. Each and every week it seems like it's a new guy that's getting injured. But most teams have that backup or that third guy that can say, you know what, we can still plug and play and go out there and play the same kind of football. But that's not the case for us, man. And when you kind of going through that and you kind of see it now, because each week you feel like, okay, this week, you know, maybe something's going to change next week. And now we understand that we just can't do the same things, you know, schematically with those guys. So I think we've got to find a way to change, man, and kind of just, you know, I guess you could say, navigate, you know, a better plan amongst the guys that we got out there playing.
Tana, you played the receiver position at a really high level. When you watch what opposing offenses are doing to this Washington secondary, what do you see? Because, damn, it seems like these quarterbacks and receivers are getting what they want.
Yeah, it's odd, man, because at times I see good coverage. I see guys right there and just other guys making plays. And then at times I see we're trying to run something that the only way you can do that, because I used to tell me and D-Hall used to talk a lot when we was playing. I was like, D-Hall, I watched the Patriots play us. And D-Hall was one of the most, I think, underrated cornerbacks when it comes to just how he can, you know, cover you man-to-man, but also, man, he had those instincts where he can make plays on the ball. And I watched B-Hall cover Wes Welker for like five routes, in which he shouldn't have been covering him that long. Somebody should have got home and sacked the quarterback by then.
Uh-huh.
But I bring up this because if you don't put the pressure on the quarterback, the guy can have a second, a third, a fourth, a fifth opportunity. There's no way in hell you can ask that defensive back, that cornerback, to still stay in coverage or still be sticky, you know, with that coverage. So what I'm seeing at times, we're running different things that we have to hit home. We have to get to that quarterback, and we don't. And we leave our cornerbacks, we leave our DBs out there in a situation where they can't win. They just can't win. And you're not seeing a lot of these guys running second and third options like we saw Kansas City last night. It was just, you know, three-step, five-step, and boom. You know what I mean? Like Sam Darnold was on one, and we knew that coming to the game. The whole thing that we said leading into the game is we got to get Sam Darnold rattled. We got to get him to go to his second and third and fourth read. And you didn't see that at all last night. Last night, he dropped back and did what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it.
We talk a lot about complimentary football, and I think people automatically assume we're talking about offense, defense. But route, I mean, secondary coverage and also pass rush, that's complimentary football too. And I know the secondary is what's out there, and they get blamed more. But hell, the pass rush and the D line had not been doing their job to even help those guys out in the secondary. How did they get more pressure?
That's a great question. I think, you know, some of the things that we talked about each and every week is disguising some things, bringing guys from, you know, from depth with blitzes and, you know, things of that nature. But I think also, man, like you see this defense at times bend but don't break. And then you say, okay, we can live with that. But then, like you just talked about the complimentary part of it, offensively, we don't go out there and do our job. So it's just collectively, man, we got to find a way. You know, fortunately, you know, me and you don't happen to be in those meeting rooms dialing up and calling up plays.
Yeah.
You know, that's you know, Joe Wood and Dan and all those guys' job, man. But, you know, when you're a former player and you're a guy that's now covering this team and speculating, you know, you could just hope that those guys have an answer. And I think eventually they will. You know, we teamless, man. We're going to ride with these guys regardless, you know, good or bad. But I just want to see a better product because I think it all falls back on, you know, you individually as players. You know, we can sit there and talk about the coaches all we want. We can sit there and talk about the scheme all we want. But you out there on the field, man. And like I was always told on every level of this game, whether it was high school, whether it was little league, high school, you know, college or pros, you got to make a play. And regardless of what it is, you know, I remember, man, me and Sean Teller was talking one night, leaving from a game, and we sat next to each other on the plane, and he kept trying to get me to talk. Tanner, talk to me, man. What's up, man? What's going on? And I was quiet. I didn't want to say anything. We had just lost to the Rams, and then I kind of got out my little feeling bad for myself and started telling him what was going on. I'm like, man, I'm out there. I'm open. They ain't throwing the ball. And defensively, it's different because you don't have to wait on a guy to throw you the ball. You don't have to wait on a guy to give you a chance to be in the game. And Sean said, man, you know what, man? Coach had me covering this tight end this way all week in practice, and I kept telling him it's not going to work. It's not going to work. He said, I get in the ball game. He tell me the same thing in the middle of the plate. Get inside. I'm like, it's not going to work. He said, you know what I did? I said, screw that. I'm going to do it the way I do it, and I got to make sure I prove to him that it's going to work. And he made the play. And he said when he came to the sideline, the coach looked at him and say, great way to make a play. And see, that's what we have to do sometimes as players. You got to kind of overcome coaching, man, and go out there and say, hey, if this is going to be a better way, let me go out there and make a play and make a difference and be the difference of us getting off this field.
That's the exact same thing I've been saying. You know, like you as a player, you do it so often. And I think when you go through practice, that's what you do. Practice is to figure out what the hell works and what doesn't. And if it doesn't work in practice, it probably won't work in the game because in practice, there's a card that's set up for you to have a defense to stop something or whatever. But when you get in the game, if you know it didn't work in the game, you have to be savvy enough and invested in your craft enough to be able to make that change. And that's why I kind of – like when people say the scheme, sometimes guys play in the same scheme and have success. Another guy come in and does exactly what the scheme said, and you don't have a lot of success. Yeah. And I feel those players got to take ownership in this thing just as much.
Yeah, you also got to think about it too, man. Earlier this year, you know, I remember Joe Witt mentioning that that's certain things that is being called, and guys are just going out their way and doing their own thing. So it goes both ways.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I can't just sit here and take the player side and say, well, you know, if he got you in a bad situation, then go out and make a play. But it also, you know, if that coach puts you in a situation where he's saying, you know, I need you here because it's going to work, it's going to benefit, you know, the entire, you know, big picture of what we're trying to do defensively, then as a player, you got to do that.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, you hear coaches bringing up, you know, in those presses, communication. They're not saying that for nothing. Because if you're sitting there watching the game, you see these guys talking to each other entirely too long at times. And you're like, well, eventually somebody got to know something and go play. We can't be still talking while this guy's in his count and thinking that we're going to be able to turn our heads around now and drop back and be ready for what's going on. So, you know, it's something got to give, man. But like I said before, it's a long season still. Regardless of what we've been going through, it's a dark cloud over us right now with so many injuries. And then it just feel like it just don't get no better. You know, we're talking about, you know, some of the things that we saw last night when it comes to, you know, Jaden and you name it, Marshawn Lattimore. That's been our season. Guy after guy after guy going down. So these other guys are getting the opportunities. Go out there and make a name for yourself. Go out there and show this team or somebody that you're worthy enough of being out there. And we've seen a lot of that already, but we just haven't seen that many guys step up and rise up to those opportunities.
Talking with our friend Santana Moss, Washington, great at wide receiver. You can watch him and B on the pre and post game on the Commanders' social media and YouTube channels. You can follow Santana on Instagram at 8 to the 9. Tana joining us via the Rude guest hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Tana, you mentioned it there with Jaden. Obviously, this was a lost game in the second half. Jaden Daniels, down 31, was still on the field, you know, late in the fourth quarter, gets injured. We now know it's a dislocated elbow. We'll see what that looks like. We'll see if he's headed to IR. What did you make of Jaden being on the field in that situation?
You know, I thought nothing of it, JP. I mean, I can see both sides of it, man. Players play, you know. Jaden has been a guy that went out there last year with broken ribs, you know, and regardless of if we knew they was broken or not, he went out there with bruised ribs and still gave us his all. Players play the game. I understand how people look at it and say, well, you know, it's over. We should have took him out because he just came back. Yeah, but, you know, if he finished that game and doesn't get hurt, man, we say, well, at least we got him in a full game that he can be ready to go against Detroit next week. You know, it's damn if you do, damn if you don't. I find it odd because you understand where we at when you start hearing people kind of be disappointed or now they want to point the finger. Well, let's stop pointing the finger, man. At the end of the day, we not getting paid to call no plays or make decisions of who should be out there or not. All we can do is watch the game and cheer this team on. I hear so much before games from other people who's covering this team. They put so much out there about, well, if this happened, well, if this happened, well, if this happened, it's almost like you expecting it to happen. And then when it happens, now we're sitting there like, wow. You know what I mean? So players play football. I've been around this game for so long, man, as a player and now as an analyst. That's why I never listen to that crap, because I understand at the end of the day, it's about me. It's about me handling my business. And wherever, whatever they say, I'm going to let them say it, because they're getting paid to say it. And for the ones who don't get paid to say it, they're going to say it because they're not optimistic or they don't have belief. And so with the wars, those who don't have belief, that's one of the ones you find that say, hey, I sold my season tickets because I don't want to be a part of this franchise. And then now they're back. I know I went on a little too long with it, man, but it's just
no,
how I feel, man. It's something that me and B both kind of discussed, you know, last night about it, man. Just, you know, I understand how you feel as a fan base. I understand we went through a whole lot. Y'all been through a lot. But allow these teams, allow these players to go out there and do what they're paid to do. And let's just sit back and cheer them on. That's all we can do.
Well, I think because B kind of echoed your sentiments earlier. It's interesting to hear from guys that played the game at a high level not have the same questions about Jaden being out there, whereas I think there's a certainly in the fan base, and I'd say the media, like the non-former player media, there's a pretty big consensus that Jaden shouldn't have been out there. where I think if Jaden was having just a regular season, you keep him in the game, right? But because he's already missed time and dealt with injuries, I think to me, what bothered me most was they punt to start the fourth quarter down 31-7. So if you're punting in the fourth quarter with that big of a deficit, you're already capitulating. You're already kind of surrendering this ball game. And if that's the case.
But not necessarily, though, JP. I don't really think that's telling you that it's over. That's just telling you that let's give our defense a chance to fight still. You know, like, honestly, you're playing the game. Like, you think I'm going to sit back there and go for it now, put my defense in harm's way and allow this team to, who's been willing and dealing, who's haven't missed. That guy was 21 for 24. So if I don't punt and I throw my defense back out there, now they backs against the wall again, that's an easy layup for a quarterback that hasn't missed. So that's how I look at it. You know, but like I said, I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
You have the right to do so.
Well, you're making fair points, too.
If he doesn't get hurt, we're not talking about this right now. We're not having the same sentiment. So that's why I'm like, hey, players play. Sometimes that's the way the cookie crumbles. Now I'm happy that it's nothing worse than what it is. But that's how football happens. And to add to it, man, it's just not about JD. It's not about Jaden Daniels. This entire team has been going down left and right, week after week. So regardless of our quarterback going down, everybody is going down. Something has to give.
Totally. Leaving that game last night, what are you more concerned by? Let's remove the injuries, specifically the Jaden situation. Offensively, they have no identity, and defensively, they cannot get stops. What do you think can improve? What do you think is the bigger problem?
I mean, I think right now, and it's easy for me to sit here. Like I said before, man, I don't sit in those rooms, and I don't have that luxury of saying this or that, you know, for what we need to do. But I just think everybody got to keep chopping wood. And I say this so much. I know people are tired of me saying it, but that's what it's about, brother. I'm sure, you know, coaching-wise, they will probably tighten up some things here and there. But, you know, right now I think you have too much film now to look at and say, this is what we can do and this is what we can't do. You know what, that's nine weeks in football, and if we've been doing anything that we've been doing before and it hasn't worked, we're going to have to scrap it. And I think that's the way you got to move forward. But also, with all that being said, you know, it's still a lot of football left, but at the same time, you still want to win games. I think you have to look at your roster and say, okay, now I have to look at some of these other guys and see who I have here so I can know what I have going forward. I mean, that just, to me, that's common sense. I think for the guys who hasn't played, but the guys who showed you, who flashed here and there, whether it's on the practice field or whether it's on special teams or whether it's just, you know, period throughout the time you had them here, you have to find a way to get them involved because, man, we got to put the best people on the field so we can see the best product, and that's what we got to do going forward.
Tana, I appreciate you making time for us, dude. I know it's a pretty miserable day, and thank you.
No doubt, brother.
All right, yeah, be cool, brother.
All right. That's our guy, Santana Moss. It is very interesting to hear the player's perspective on Jaden playing in that situation. All right, the time has come. Phone lines are going to be open. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. It is a Misery Monday presented by Chiniga Mayos, a 2025 top workplace. Visit careerswithmayos.com. Hit us up. Blame pie time. There is a lot of blame to go around for that loss last night. Washington got throttled on their home field in a nationally televised game. Your chance to weigh in. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley. Hey, it's J.P. Finley, and you've heard me talking about all the problems we've had at our house since that water damage claim, but we got somebody on our side. It's our friends from Better Services. Listen, Better hooked me up about 6-8 months ago when our dishwasher was on the fritz, and now they're hooking me up again. New oven, new fridge, new microwave, all the stuff that got damaged in the flood. They're going to set us up with matching appliances. They can take care of any appliance needs you have. Say you need a repair. Say your oven's not getting as hot as it should be. Well, Thanksgiving's coming in just a couple weeks. You're going to have 16 people in your house looking for turkey and mashed potatoes. You better make sure your appliances are working. And that's not the only thing Better Services can help you with. Say you just need a couple odds and ends fixed around the house. You need a handyman. You better call Better. Better has handyman services that can take care of all the little things that are going on in your home, and they can get them done quick before the holidays, before Aunt Edna comes over looking for fruitcake. I got to see Myrnalyn last night with her boyfriend, Will. They were at the game. This is a family-owned company that is really taking great care of me and my family. I can't recommend them enough. Better Appliances, Better Services, B-E-T-T-A-R, services.com. You better call Better. Appliances, Handyman Services, they do it all. Check them out online, betterservices.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. We break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pods.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. All right, folks, it's your turn, man. I know people are pissed, rightfully so. We're going to check in with the aquarium. A lot to discuss from last night. Clearly, it was a disaster. We'll start with the phones. People have been on hold a while. We'll go with Sean in Leesburg. Sean, hit us with your blame pie. How mad are you from last night, man?
Yeah, I'm so disappointed, but I want to say 80-20 coaches, 80%, 20% players. And if the players aren't performing, then the coaches can pull them and next man up. I just don't understand. I'm not sure whether we come to a point where, well, the teams have figured us out. And that old thing, you know, last year we were new with the new offense and all that. And then I look at, you know, Dan Quinn's year with the Cowboys and how the defense let the running down. Are we coming back into that pattern with this defense? And, you know, Jaden, great kid, man. The effort, I mean, listen. But I get tired of the critics. The critics always say, oh, well, he's fragile. He's going to get broke up. You know, I get tired of the critics, man. So, I try to turn these to a positive. And I look at, look, next man up. We done been through this. Embarrassed four times on national TV. I'm freaking pissed off about that. But – next man up. Let's get these young players and see what we got. We done lost. I mean, our shot for the wild card. I mean, no hope. So let's just see what we got and try to improve, make changes, and do what we got to do and try to get better. And it's times like these that Art Monk, B-Mitch, Santana, and the old guard, I'm proud, because this gives us a goal to get to where them fellas are. And what they did. And it was great last night for Art Monk, and I just want to say that. And I hope Jaden's okay. And congratulations on you and B. Mitch on TV, bro. I enjoyed the show. Thank
you. Appreciate
you,
man.
Thanks, yep. Sean. That's a pretty rational to call in on this Monday and talk about next man up. Let's see the young kids play. That's.
I mean, the whole thing of it is, yeah, there are a lot of people that want to yell and scream and curse, and they got their right to do that. But not everybody think like that all the time. Some people understand still that this thing, as bad as it's been, last year was not what everybody expected. That happened. And it was great. But they still got to build this thing. And this is nobody letting nobody off the hook or whatever. But, hell, I got a life, okay? And I'm not going to overly stress out about a football game, because we've gotten to a point where we let that game overtake our whole damn our day, and I'm not going to do that. I'm pissed that they played that bad. I want them to play better. But with me calling in and half the time the people that we see screaming, nobody know the hell they are anyway. We know that their avatar or name. And a lot of times their names are not what their real name is anyway. So if I do that, doesn't make the team better. So the people that call in with the logical mindset, that don't make the team better either. But you know what? They are at a point where they allowed it to go, allowed to happen. And I'm sure they can go through day every day without having stress and problems.
I think if you're still pissed off from last night, that's fair. Just because
I'm not saying nobody can't be pissed off.
Right.
But that's not the only way.
Right.
Okay. So just because you're pissed off and yell louder doesn't make anything even better. It's not gonna make things change quicker.
Let's go to Trucker Dan. Trucker Dan. Embarrassing night.
What's up, Tyler?
In Landover. What's
it's
up?
It's an embarrassing night. Yes, it was, man. I'm sad, you know. That's pretty much that is, because, you know, it ain't going our way this season. I can't really put the blame too much on DQ, man. The blame, I've been saying this for a long time, is on Adam Peters, because Adam Peters' job is to put a roster together, and then after you put that roster together, you hand it over to DQ and say, hey, win me a championship with this. Nobody can sit here and agree that Adam Peters did that this year. Now, last year, he did an absolutely terrific job. Like, he did. He almost won the championship, in my mind. But he gambled too hard this season. And you can see the ripple effect is a domino effect. It started in the offseason, and that's what we're seeing right now. He took too long to sign the young man. And then, you know, he put too much on five shoulders. And then Cliff is using the injuries as a reason not to call a better offense. Now, we all know he's a guru at what he's doing. But what he's been doing to me has been very, very, very mediocre. And that's really who my blame pie falls on. Not DQ, but at the end of the day, he is a coach, and he's supposed to hold them guys accountable. And I think he's been too relaxed. But, you know, next year, that's where my eyes is at. We just going to thug it out for the rest of the season and see what – next year, if it's the same thing, then they're really going to have to clear the house. But for the moment, we just got to held our head up high. Because, you know, Eagles going to be talking trash. Cowboys going to be talking trash. It's all good. We know how to handle it. So keep our heads up, fellas, and we be all right.
All right, bro.
Thanks for the call, dude. It's such a disaster. And maybe the Jaden news is better than we think. Do you think there's a path for him not to go on IR because they have the bye week in there?
I think. The way IR works with the 4 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever.
Yeah, it's got to be at least four.
Yeah, I think he's automatically on there. I would think he would be.
I do too. I think at this point you cannot. Jaden is a dude that always wants to play, but like there's got to be some restraint by coaches in front office now because it's three different injuries now. It's three different injuries, one on each leg, and now his non-throwing elbow. Like, just give the young man some time. And I don't know that he'll – I'm not saying he's out for the year, but, like, if that's the path it's on, I'm almost okay with it. The year is shot. You're 3-7. You're not chasing anything at this point. I'm curious about the athletic playoff projector tool that I like so much. The Commanders now have a 1% chance to make the playoffs. Like, even if they win the next three, that would be beating the Lions, the Dolphins in Madrid, and then the Broncos after the bye. They still have less than 10% chance of making the playoffs. Last night, if you could have gotten a win, you get to 4-5. All right. Now you got the Lions coming to town. If they lose to the Lions, I mean, this thing is less than a 1%. It's just, you got to protect Jaden at this point. That is your franchise cornerstone. I think he needs to go on IR. Even if it's good news and he doesn't need surgery, it's just rest and recovery and rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Protect the young man. Because you didn't do it last night. And maybe you shouldn't have, but you certainly didn't. Let's go to Nate is in Gaithersburg. What's up, Nate?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just like what Trucker Dan said, man, I think AP can't go unscathed. And you look at the pieces that we lost just from the offense, you know, losing De'Ami Brown, he can take the top off. We don't really have that this year. And then just the defense last year, they had their holes, and then you lose a guy like Jeremy Chinn. And this year with the tackling issues, the lack of speed. You know, I think AP looked at last year and got a little comfortable. So we had a lot of cap. We didn't make the necessary moves. I think they're kind of looking like the Nationals a little bit, where they sign all these big names and think they can squeeze out a little bit left. But, you know, we need some young talent. We need speed. And, you know, I think we just got to go back to the drawing board with the scouting and everything. But, you know, I think this year we just got to, you know, next man up and just play with some pride at this point. I don't think it's really the players, and coaches got to be a little better and look at themselves in the mirror. But, you know, I think AP's got to go back to the drawing board with next year and how they really scout and, you know, hit the offseason.
It's a good call.
All right, bro.
Thank you, Nate. It's also like with the trade deadline looming and knowing how many picks got sent away to acquire some of these veterans, I think you need to be – last week we talked about the trade deadline. Let's see what happens in the Seattle game. Mm-hmm. After the Seattle game, you got to have your value, right? Like you got to set your market, but you got to be willing to discuss anything that comes in.
Yeah.
Like you need – the lack of team speed. If you watched how Seattle played on the edges offensively, they had zero concerns about getting beat deep.
Yeah.
They just had zero concerns. And then when you can't run the ball on top of it, I really wonder which coordinator is in a worse spot. Like, which coordinator has performed worse? And maybe it's not as simple as blaming the coordinator, but...
it's never that simple.
But damn, it looks bad on both sides of the ball.
It does.
I mean, I can give you empiric data that shows you how bad it is. I mean, they are now 22nd in points allowed, 19th in points scored, 28th in yards allowed defensively. They don't generate turnovers. Mikey got that second half pick. They're bad on third down. Last year, they were really good offensively on third down, sustained these long drives. They're not doing that. We're keeping the phone lines open all day. At some point, we'll have just a Jaden discussion. Yeah. I do want to let fans weigh in on should he have been out there or not, because I think overwhelmingly that response is no, he should not have been. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Phone lines open all day. We're gonna get through it together. It is certainly a misery Monday. Nobody go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. The FanDuel Sportsbook app is your home for all your favorite NFL bets. From yards to touchdowns to who will win, with FanDuel, any play can be the play of the game. Tonight, FanDuel is giving all customers a 30% profit boost token. That's right, you can get in on the action with a 30% profit boost token this Monday night. So make FanDuel your go-to app for any snap. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to bet on the game. Play your game with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years old and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
.1067 the fan. Just trying to let people vent, man. Let people react. Ahmed sent me like an 8-page text message. Said, sorry, I just need to vent. I understand, man. That was embarrassing last night. If you're somebody that cares about the burgundy and gold, you were embarrassed and pissed, and maybe more than that last night. Real questions defensively. Sam Darnold was perfect in the first half. Lanville, I haven't checked with you. You called for a Seattle ass kick, and you were proven correct. Are you prepared to change your Sam Darnold stance?
To be very honest with you, I'm not sure how much credit you should give a quarterback for annihilating this defense. They haven't been able to stop anybody all season.
The only dude they really stopped was Russ Wilson, and he might have just stopped himself.
They played well against San Diego. I mean, like, Herbert didn't do particularly well, but...
That's true. Chargers.
They've kind of just been going out there and getting torn up every week. I mean, it just seems that every offensive coordinator is able to put together a game plan that just wrecks us.
I do think the injuries to the D-line specifically are a big factor. Lanfield, where are you on Jaden playing late in that game?
It's frustrating because they were out of that game. It's tough to see the guy in there, particularly, you know, the only way they could generate offense was with Jaden running the ball, it seemed. So, of course, if he's out there, you know, he's going to be going full speed playing football, and injuries happen. I feel like he probably shouldn't have been out there. I mean, in retrospect, that's obvious, but they were completely out of that game by the start of the fourth. I mean, they were out of that game at halftime, but definitely by the start of the fourth quarter, that seems like, you know, you sit the guy down, let Marcus go out there, and come back next week try against the Lions, which that's going to be another ass kicking. But I don't think he should have been out there.
Dan Quinn last night asked about if there was consideration to pull Jaden, and he said not at that space. I mean, obviously, like, the hindsight, you don't want to think that way where any injury could take place. You know, obviously we're more conservative in that spot to run and hand off and not have reads to go, but just the end result, obviously I'm bummed. My only issue with that, yes, Jaden was running, but that was a pass play. That wasn't a handoff that he, like, checked out of. Mm-hmm. That was a pass play there, and then Jaden tried to make a play. Who I have zero blame for is Jaden. Yeah, he's on the field. If you're putting him out there.
It's no blame for Jaden. And I think, whether he's running or passing or whatever, he got hurt on the play. And as I keep stating, like, I don't jump into the, that's the reason he got hurt, because he played that play.
So here's...
I just... Listen, man. There are different mindsets. And it's not the fact that you have to play to think a certain way. But when you play, you think a certain way. When you didn't play, you think another way. And in this day and age, everybody loves to just jump on the narratives and be pissed, because that's what the new way is. Everybody's upset all the time when something goes wrong, and then if it goes right, everybody's happy. I don't know how people could be that much on a roller coaster. Hell, I don't live that way. But people do. So he got hurt on the play. Is it revisionist? Yes, it's revisionist. But I can understand, as I keep saying, the people that say, well, maybe he should have been out of the game. Maybe he should, but he wasn't. And he got hurt on a play that he's probably been thrown many a time, and other people, and they didn't dislocate the elbow.
So the one thing, and I want to give DQ the benefit of the doubt here, because I think he's just reacting in live time, and he was clearly emotionally spent. He talked about how gutted he was that Jaden was injured. But Dan Quinn twice kind of mentioned that shouldn't have been a scramble. I'm reading from the transcript last night. The one that he was injured is, you know, usually a runner or a throw to the flat. It's not a scramble. So it wasn't a design read or play into that spot. If we've run it 50 times, it's either handoff or a throw. You know, I'd say 50 times. So, yeah, it's a bummer in a big way. So basically, I'm guessing it's an RPO.
But what I'm picking up there is, like, it's fluke. That's what I'm picking up. It was a fluke accident because he doesn't normally even run that ball. He wouldn't even get thrown that way. If he does what normally happens, it's not him blaming him. It's a fluke. And I think that's the only thing I can take from it. I don't see anything other than that.
I hope you're correct. And it's not a, well, you know, that's supposed to be a run or a quick throw, and we don't know why he's scrambling there. Reacting in the moment live in really high pressure and a lot of emotion is tough to do. And DQ does not seem to have that self-preservation instinct that we see some coaches have.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't
in DQ sense. Once you've been fired, hell, you already know what to deal with. So you just go out and coach now. You don't worry about it.
I wasn't in there the whole time to ask questions. I don't know that there was a direct question asked, but Quinn got asked about accountability with his coaching staff, and he said everything inward, players too. That's what our process is about: telling it, hearing it, and for us. Not to be squared away at the point, obviously, is as frustrating as I could honestly answer any for you. But I do know from a player standpoint, these guys are going to fix it and dig our way through it and find our ways to battle out of it. Everybody's disappointed, surprised. I think we're at the point, frankly, where it's, are you considering changes to your staff?
That's the question.
It's fair at this point.
It's a question that people can ask him, but he probably won't be answering it.
They've given up.
They can ask that question. He probably won't be answering that question.
Do you think they should be asking it internally, though? Do you think
they should be trying to figure out everything internally that could make a difference? And sometimes, if it's a change to the staff, if it's a change to players, all of those things could come into play.
All right. In an effort to stay on time, if you're on hold, stay there. Phone lines are open the remainder of the show. You get 2 hours of talking with us. Just an absolute embarrassment for the Commanders last night. Jeff was saying, he's like, man, I think all my songs going forward are going to have to be the blues. Jeff's got to buy a harmonica.
Go with the blues, Jeff.
Learn to play the guitar. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.